Newsline Report, news and analysis. Marvin Kalb, CBS News diplomatic correspondent, reporting on the CBS radio network. Good morning. New hearings on American military operations in Cambodia. A little bit more history. That in 1 minute.
I don't know about you, but for me, a heavy breakfast on a summer morning just doesn't fit right. You want something light and cool and crisp and friendly. Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, cereal fortified with 8 vitamins, with milk, fresh fruit, some toast and juice. That's great taste and nutrition. Kellogg's Rice Krispies. I found my morning. Snap, crackle, pop.
Great taste in the morning.
Senator Stuart Symington, the Democrat from Missouri, has been an active acting chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Today, the senator looks into another aspect of American military involvement in Cambodia, dating back to 1969 and focusing on regular, almost daily cross-border operations by U.S. Special Forces. Several weeks ago, Senator Symington and his colleague, Senator Harold Hughes, the Democrat from Iowa, helped uncover a story of unreported and systematic American airstrikes into Cambodia from early in 1969 until early in 1970. Thousands of U.S. sorties in support of an effort to hurt the North Vietnamese, who were using Cambodia as a staging ground and supply route for its forces fighting in South Vietnam, at that time against about a half million American troops. President Nixon decided to attack the North Vietnamese, even in neutral Cambodia, before they were in a position to attack the Americans. In addition to air power, the president also authorized cross-border operations by special U.S. forces based in U.S. camps along the South Vietnamese-Cambodian border. Sometimes 2 Americans, sometimes as many as 200. Sometimes only 10 miles into Cambodia, sometimes 100 miles. These covert operations cost 102 American lives. At least that is the Pentagon's latest count. They were codenamed Salem House. Similar military operations in Laos were codenamed Prairie Fire. They were all coordinated by a highly complex administration operating out of Con Tum and Phu Bai in South Vietnam and involving intelligence analysts from the Central Intelligence Agency and the National Security Agency, all working under top military officers in Saigon and Washington. Officials here have confirmed that President Nixon himself authorized all of these top secret operations in the air and on the ground as one way, they assert, of saving American lives in South Vietnam. These operations were part of a broader intelligence gathering operation throughout Southeast Asia. According to Tad Schultz, the investigative reporter who uncovered this story, a detailed report of which is to appear in the coming issue of the New Republic magazine, U.S. agents from the CIA and NSA, also operating in Thailand, in North Vietnam, in Laos, and most surprisingly, in China. Occasionally, U.S. special forces would cross into China from Laos to strike at communist bases or supplies. At other times, American aircraft would deliberately violate Chinese airspace to force the Chinese to scramble their planes so that the U.S. could track their flight patterns. These China-related military operations were stopped early in 1970 when the administration began making serious diplomatic overtures to communist China. Schultz reports that some of the Cambodian right-wing troops called Khmer Serai were trained by the CIA in Greece, with Greek dictator Papadopoulos knowing all about it and approving it. Administration officials draw a very sharp distinction between a failure to inform the American public about these air and cross-border operations in Cambodia and the covert White House operations which have come to be called Watergate. They assert that in one case, Cambodia, the operations were designed to save American lives at a critical time in the Vietnam War. In the other case, they say, there were illegal and immoral actions for which there are no excuses. Now, this message.
A rooster doesn't have to be reset every day to wake you up in the morning.
An alarm clock does, unless it's a Westclox Alarm-O-Matic. Pat Summerall here for True Value Hardware Stores to offer it to you as the bargain of the month. Get this $12.99 seller for $4.99. Set it once, and it sounds off faithfully at the same time every day. Has an easy-to-read lighted dial, too, and a smart wood grain case. Get the Westclox Alarm-O-Matic for just $4.99 at participating True Value Hardware Stores.
Could arthritis minor pain keep you awake tonight? Then, before you go to bed, rub in Exocane to help temporarily deaden and stop arthritis minor pain so you may get a good night's sleep. You see, Exocane Arthritis Foam is the only leading rub with Benzocaine, the fast-acting anesthetic that really penetrates to help temporarily deaden and stop arthritis minor pain. So at night, to forget your throbbing pain, remember to rub in Exocaine.
First Line Report, have a good day. I am Marvin Kalb, CBS News.